another Blurry Hysteria. What's up, everybody? I'm David.
And I'm shaking from that once again. Ooh! If I'd been drinking from the toilet at the time, I may have been killed.
What's going on, Brent?
Rain. It's been beautiful. It's been in the 70s, and now it's raining. So it's been an interesting, it was cold. We were in the 30s and it warmed back up, you know, and like, do I need to dig out my shorts again? Of course, because I'm that guy, but it's been nice. And then last weekend we did the Chicago Vampire Ball, which was a blast. So just been a fun, trying to make the most of fall weather while we can. And then this weekend we are going to a costume party for Halloween. What you got going on? Anything?
Cool. Not nearly that much stuff. I'm
two things. Well, not nearly that much. Two things weeks apart. Nope.
Forget that. As we record this, I'm in the midst of researching for the next Blurry Photos episode. That's taken up a lot of time because I'm doing a lot of book reading and just slow going. And then
most of that is because he reads like really, really slow.
I read at a second grade level. let's see, what else? Yeah, I mean, I don't have any plans really for this Halloween.
Sounds, we're not doing anything crazy. We're going to our local bar that we always go to. This just happens to be having a costume contest like they do every year. So I might have oversold it a little bit.
I don't even have a costume planned for this year. I don't have anything. What are you guys going to go as?
So we are doing vampires again, I think, but we're doing a slightly different than we did for the vampires ball. Because this
you're
year
the Twilight is like, vampires.
Yes, I'm going shirtless and Lisa's going to spray me down and pour glitter all over me.
Right.
So I'm one of the Twilight vampires in the sun. She just turned and looked at me and she's shaking her head slowly. And that bothers me more than like a slow clap or anything else she could have done. What's it mean when they spit on the floor and we have a carpet? Does that matter? I don't know. I'm so confused. Now, we looked at a few things. I was going for, I really wanted to do Princess Vespa and Barf, but we put that one off till next year, I think. So,
yeah, that'll take some doing.
I got a lot of the things. Barf part. I'm ready.
Are you?
I don't have the jumper, but I got everything else.
That's an important part.
It is. Yeah. Never underestimate a good jumper.
That's a good costume pair, though.
Yeah, I know. It'll be fun. But I'm a fat guy, you know. There's only so many things I can go as, and they're like, hey, look, that's a fat version of. That's the one where they go, oh, that's just barf. They don't go, it's fat barf. It's just barf. I'm laughing so I don't cry.
Right. I'm not laughing with you.
Anyway!
I'm laughing at you.
Anyway!
Well, we got a couple of weird news stories, the nature with these blurry hysterias. I'll go first this week. How about that?
Because yours is older than mine or younger than mine?
Yeah, I've given up trying to chronologically date these.
If you listen last week, you know that David and counting and numbers don't get along.
David and numbers. David is a fractal, and that's what my brain looks like. No, this one actually comes from a listener. One of the listener-submitted ones. Dan sent this in. Thank you, Dan. This one comes to us from howandwhys.com.
I don't know why I like that. I like that title.
WHYS, by the way, not WISE. Oh. But this one's called Vietnam Gigantic Underground Cave Could Be Habitat to Ancient Reptilian Race.
Could be. Quit underselling it and just celebrate it. Jesus.
I'm kind of surprised they left that door open.
Yeah.
It's kind of based on an episode of Ancient Aliens. So, you know, good journalism. But
are you sure this is Vietnam and not Puma Pungu?
You're gonna crap your pants here, but This place is called Hang Son Dung, or some variation of that that's not American sounding. And it's in Vietnam. It translates as Mountain River Cave. And there are apparently legends to mysterious sightings of reptilian and gray creatures that come up out of this cave.
That's the duo there, man. They're really working on both of them right there, you know?
Yep. That's the...
Throw a tall Nordic in there, and that's the trifecta.
Maybe an avian or two.
Yeah, right. No, we're being serious here. Don't be a dick. Come on.
there's also apparently legends about things that are like winged serpents. The article alludes to the seraphim in Kabbalistic mm-hmm. tradition. Well, that goes a couple of different ways. There are seraphim who are many winged angels mm-hmm. who are one of the highest choirs of angels in angelology, mm-hmm. which came about, you know, in medieval times, basically.
Right.
Kabbalistic tradition goes back a little bit further. There were winged... I'm just sorry. I'm going on a little tangent here just in the first friggin' paragraph, Brent. But I just want to point out the difference between stuff. There were winged serpents that were creatures involved in the Middle East and Egypt and things like that. Seraphs would be one translation of it, which... roughly gets you to the burning ones in Hebrew. And there are also the Uriahs, or the winged snakes that were part of Egyptian crowns. You see it often, you know, in conjunction with like Upper or Lower Egypt. One, I think Upper was symbolized by a serpent, Lower was symbolized by... what was the other one? Was it a hawk? Anyways, doesn't matter. Uriahs were serpents, which were, you know, kind of worshipped in some cults at the time. But they also don't know if seraphs, winged snakes, were necessarily connected to angels, or if it was a way to describe them as being... either dangerous or the bite of whatever this mythological thing right. was being right. close to like a serpent. So there's your little cultural history lesson.
Real quick on angels. We were talking to someone recently, they were talking about, you know, men and women, and they're like, you know, 'cause the devil, you know, it was an angel, but it was definitely a man, and that's why they tempted him. I'm like, but like, do we know that? Like, well, he looked like a man. I'm like, actually, I'm pretty sure if it was an angel, he had like 19 eyes and 6 sets of wings, and they didn't look anything like humans. If you read and see what the Bible actually says that angels look like, so we're gonna have to skim over that one. If you guys have never looked up, look what actual angels look like. It is the shit that will haunt your dreams, nightmares, and all that stuff. Anyway.
That goes back to the choirs. There's three choirs of angels. There's 9 different types. Mm-hmm. And the higher you go, the weirder they get.
Seraphim is the highest choir of angels, I believe.
I think you're right. Gosh, I just did an episode. I did a 2-part episode. So if you guys are interested in this kind of crap, go listen to Blurry Photos, my angels episode. It's very recent. And we talked about all these things. Seraphim are up there. Cherubim are horrifying. Thrones, dominions, like those we don't have. It's the higher choirs that we, it's all bullshit. Okay. It's all stupid. It's all made up, but the higher ones are like the wheels within wheels. Those are the Ophanim.
Mm-hmm.
And cherubim are like, you know, they have 4 different heads, you know, 3 of them are animalistic. Seraphim are just covered in wings, apparently.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, it's incredibly fascinating to talk about. And I've gone off on a big tangent.
Yeah,
this
me
article.
Too. Sorry about that. Right. Yeah.
Also, I'm if this hasn't come out yet, I'm researching the origins of the devil, and
that's just a personal adventure he's going on. It doesn't have anything to do with the show. He's trying to find his real father.
That bastard owes me. Yeah, no, it's there is no. Well, there's two things. The lower class angels, archangels, do often get described as human looking, mm-hmm. but you know they're the lowest of the low. The devil, Satan, Lucifer, whatever, they're all different things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so there wasn't really a description until you get to the fever dream that is Revelation.
Right,
which,
right,
you know,
yeah.
That's written way... It's very interesting, let's just say. And I'm going to put out this episode on the devil and talk about the influences and stuff. But it's very misogynistic, too.
Right, so yes, yes.
That kind of ties into... what you were saying.
That's
as
what
well.
We were talking about. Right, right, right. Yeah.
But anyways, let's
anyway,
get back
to
this reptilian
Vietnam
cave.
And the reptilian yeah. monsters. Yeah.
It's a big old cave. It was basically discovered in 1990 by a local there. It's more than 200 meters wide, 150 meters high, and at least 6.5 kilo and at least 6.5 kilometers long.
Wow.
They said a New York City block could fit inside.
I love it. So found in 1990. Wow. You know, that's
and then I think they lost it again and then had to refind it.
Wow.
But anyways, they explore this place. It's one of these, you know, like super untouched places left in nature. And so then they go about saying, well, that just means it could be a place that these humanoid type reptilian things live down there because it's so deep, it's so big, it's a place to come in and out of the, you know, Hollow Earth or whatever the hell they set up shop. Mm-hmm. And they had the article mentions that U.S. soldiers have told tales of seeing horrific lizard men emerge from this cave.
I just like to think that lizard men sound like that. That's my lizard man.
That's why they got their attention. There's no citation of any specific account of anybody saying this. It's always just like, well, there's stories of flying snakes coming in and out of this. There's stories of people seeing reptilians. They're all stories.
It's almost like you don't believe that this is actually inhabited by grays and reptilian aliens. And
I don't know if it's specifically this spot, but they did say there was a video, I think in 2015, that was put on YouTube and claimed to show a picture of a reptilian, I guess, appear or go in and out of this this cave or something. I wouldn't trust any of that as far as I could throw it, and it's digital, so take that to the bank.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but he doesn't have a great arm. He can't throw it very far at all.
No. I mean, my problem is I can't even pick up the digital stuff, so I got to figure that out
first. Oh, you intangibles! Sorry.
It just, there's all these stories about people. You know, somebody in 1970 spotted something.
Well, I heard.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I heard this guy who you will never find, and I can't prove. And then you just go, yep.
And then it comes around to, you know, oh, people see this all over the world. Like David Childress saying that in Cusco and Puma Punku and all that stuff. There's all these serpent deities and tunnel systems and this and that. It is interesting. This is one thing I found in my research, that serpents aren't they're not evil in every culture. In some cultures, they're considered good, and you know, even a lot of the biblical accounts, the tribes and things and the cults that they worshipped had medicinal purposes, and that's, you know, one of the connections to why you see the snakes on the pole.
Medical,
on the the medical stuff. There's two different kinds of that. I always get them confused, but so anyways, I don't know how much they're gonna go in here and look at this stuff, because it's protected, I think, and it's hard to get to, and
they keep losing it.
They keep losing it, but yeah, and I think they can take tourists there now, but it did say something about it being limited, like to like 1,000 a year or something.
Man, that's crazy. Interesting, yeah. But yeah, well, because they keep losing so many of them to the reptilians, so you know it's bad for business. Yeah.
Now, if there were something down there, Brent, do you think they that this would be the logical place to look for them?
I mean, I think a caves would be a logical place for anything if there's actual subterranean things. But if they are advanced, why would they be using caves and not entrances that are more, you know, like hidden
underwater?
Yeah, or hidden like we have underground bases where you don't know that they're there. Yeah, it makes sense a million years ago. But you know, I feel like if they're that advanced and they're from another planet, or were here first and then became able to go to other planets and stuff, why are they still like traipsing through backwoods trying to get into their former homes and stuff like that?
Yeah,
far be it for me to pass judgment, though.
Why aren't they just orbiting?
Right.
You know, hidden or on the other side of the moon or something.
Yeah.
At that point, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dark side. Of the moon. All right, let's go to break real quick, and when we come back, 63% less reptilians, I promise. Not saying none. We'll see.
That's a high count.
That's coming up after this break on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
That's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For Larry Limited Time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. Nation, we want pictures of your dogs. That's just a personal request from me, but while you look for a good one, let me tell you about something near and dear to my and Brent's hearts, your dog's health. You may have noticed lots of dogs suffering from health issues these days, joints, odors, it's not good. Actress Katherine Heigl noticed these issues too, and after a ton of research, there was one place she found we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she created Superfood Complete, food for your four-legged friend that's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Her company, Badlands Ranch, also supports the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Now, I know Brent has used Superfood Complete with his lovable meatballs, and they absolutely love it. He said it's easy to prepare, both his guys grow crazy for it, and he loves knowing what he's giving them is healthy and full of ingredients that are actually beneficial to his little rapscallions. You can try it for yourself by going to badlandsranch.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/hysteria today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right, so we're going from less overseas and crazy to more America crazy. This one comes to us from Aaron Babel, and he sent to us, it's actually a case from, originally put it in 2005, and there was a case ruling in November 20th of 2007, and it's an interesting one. Roller versus David Copperfield's Disappearing Ink. So he sent me the case text, which reads, as everyone knows, like stereo instructions, but I'm glad he did this. Case text is never, it's for lawyers. And I'm looking up, and I actually was looking online. I found The Voice is a high school newspaper from Irvington High School in Fremont, California, and they had the best write-up of this story. Christopher Roller versus David Copperfield. So this comes down to this. So real quick, this was published, I'm going to tell you, on December 30th, 2015 by Caitlin Chin, opinions editor. So well done, Caitlin. You scooped all the non-high school journalists out there and did a better job. So a $50 million lawsuit was filed, like I said, in 2005, March, by Minnesota illusionist Christopher Roller. He accused celebrity magician David Copperfield of infringing Roller's patent of godly powers by using Roller's said powers to perform magic on stage. Real magic, he said. The patent, which was ultimately denied, stated that Christopher Anthony Roller wants exclusive right to the ethical use and financial gain in the use of godly powers on planet Earth. Wow. Despite that, an American patent has jurisdiction only in America, that's beside the point. He wanted on Earth. Citing United States Code 35, Section 271, Roller argued that he could sue based on temporary patent rights. In the statement, Roller said that he would drop the lawsuit if Copperfield showed him the trick with scientific principles that don't defy laws of physics. If Roller deemed that the Trix used his godly powers without his permission, he would demand 10% of Copperfield's earnings. Citing the Minnesota Statute 179.06 for past, future commission and compensation, he demanded back pay compensation of over $50 million. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. It included claims. So he said a lot of things. He's going to father 1 million children, he said in this claim. He's married to both NBC News host Katie Couric and singer Celine Dion, and was going to run for president of the United States in 2008 with Bill Gates as his running mate. This guy is crazy. The court surprisingly did not impose sanctions on Roller for his history of frivolous litigation, but the case was dismissed with prejudice, meaning that they protected Copperfield from future lawsuits against it. And Christopher Roller later alleged that David Copperfield and three other magicians conspired to murder him on the basis of no evidence, though the court threw out the case. Surprise, surprise. You got to wonder if this guy actually is just finding the head and is just doing this as a laugh or as a goof. I don't know. I didn't look into him on purpose, but you wonder if it's just like one of those things where he's like, yeah, I'm going to throw this stuff out there just to get my name in the paper, or if he really is unhinged as it sounds.
Yikes. Big yikes.
Yeah.
No, man.
He did ask the court to refer to his website to understand his life and journey to godliness. So that's nice. They're like, yeah, can you explain it? Yeah, I got a website. You can go there.
Yeah. Google it. I hate that response. Oh.
Though I do like when someone's like, can someone tell me when such and such opened and closed their hours? I'm like, let me Google that for you. That's different when someone wants like a specific question like that. Anyway.
Well, you know, yes and no. I'm just like, if we're talking about something and someone's familiar with it, then I'll be like,
oh, I mean more like when they're on Facebook and goes, does anyone know the business hours for said business? And that's a post. It's like by the time you could have just Googled that, but still, you
know. I will play devil's advocate on that one though.
Uh-oh.
Where I live around here, no one updates their website.
Oh, that happens a lot. You're right.
They close for tourist seasons. When it's off season, they'll close, and it's a crapshoot when you go to a restaurant or something around here because
will it be open?
Will it be open? You play the game. Will it be open? Will it be open? And then an
big dinner,
answer
no
is
whammies.
Always no.
Big dinner, no whammies.
Also, nobody answers their phone. So, you know, what are you supposed to do?
Answering your phone's for suckers. Yeah. Yeah. And they don't have, when they don't answer the phone, it's not their hours being played to you.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's just
Bill.
Anyways. Bill. Right. Old man yells at clouds. TLDR.
All right. So, yeah. Well, that's been our snake-filled godly powers maybe that Roller got from those snake people. I don't know. Maybe he's telling the truth. Teach me how you did that. And if it's not real godliness, you can show me how you did it as an illusion, then I will let it go. What a hell of a statement. Anyway.
Teach me how to Dougie.
Teach me how to disappear. David Copperfield.
Everybody picks on David Copperfield.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
I don't know.
Yep. And his, did you watch She-Hulk by any chance?
Sure.
He's like the one guy with a Madison with two N's and a Y, but not where you think.
She was great.
If you haven't been watching She-Hulk, you're like, what the fuck are they talking about? Shame on you.
Yeah, it's true.
No, it's
that's true. I love She-Hulk.
I did too. A lot of people hated it.
Really? Yeah. I'm just like, you know, it's the, I don't know. There were some real good bits.
It was silly on purpose and I enjoyed that part of it. So,
yeah. I also like the break in the fourth wall. I want to see her and Deadpool get together.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus I got to see Daredevil do a walk of shame. So that was cool.
Yeah. That was fun. Yeah. Anyways.
All right, kids. That's our thoughts on all sorts of randomness. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.